Hey, podcast people. I want this episode to be a little bit more of uplifting, because my last episode was too serious. It's too much. It's almost like I can't even listen to it myself because it's like, hold on, Deanna, you're just doing too much. Like, step back a little bit. But recently, I just been thinking, and this is gonna be another deep thought. I think a lot. I do. I could stay up until like 5 o'clock in the morning just thinking, and I feel like that's why I haven't been sleeping recently, because I could just stay up thinking, and I'm not an overthinker, but I can like replay the same thought in my head for hours. So I don't know. But I wanted to say something. So, two things that have been on my mind lately, and I don't know why they're on my mind, or I know why one of them are on my mind, but the other one's like, why am I still thinking about this? And it's just so crazy that this is real life, and this is the life that we live in right now. But I watched R. Kelly, the R. Kelly Survivors. And it's on Netflix. Y'all should go watch it, but you need to be tough, because the things that they talk about on there are fucking real. It's real shit. But I don't really want to spoil anything, but I feel like this has been going on in the media and everyone kind of already knows, but R. Kelly is an evil man, and the things that he has done to women is just crazy. And the fact that he still denies it, and the fact he hasn't gone to jail for this or been held accountable for his actions, is just insane. It's crazy. But he's done some really effed up stuff to these girls. Girls. I'm gonna say girls because they're women now, but they were girls when it happened to them. Like 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, just teenage girls. It's insane that somebody feels the entitlement to just do that to a person and take away a girl's purity. I don't even think about virginity like that, but it's just disgusting. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And that's just been on my mind, and I haven't even watched that in weeks. I haven't, and I only watched like 2 episodes, and I'm scarred because the things that they talk about are so explicit, so real, and the fact that this actually happens. And like, yeah, we know this happens. We hear things, but we don't actually see it firsthand. And after listening to the R. Kelly Survivors, it's like real. It's firsthand. And so what, this happened years ago. Just because it is just now coming out, because one person decided to make a difference, now everybody else is going to make a difference, and they're going to stand up against him. And I'm proud of women for that. Yeah, that's all I can say. In the beginning, R. Kelly was on the Today Show, and he was like crying, and he was like, I'm fighting for my life. And I'm like, okay, these girls must be lying. And it also made me think, okay, why didn't they come forward when the time came? But then you hear their side of the story. There's always 2 sides to the story, and you should always get 2 sides of the story. And now he's just an evil man. No one should listen to his music. Point blank, period. But the second thing I'm gonna talk about is my current obsession, which doesn't really have anything. I mean, it's gonna sound like it has nothing to do with this topic that I'm talking about right now, but it has a lot to do with it. So my current obsession is Jessie Reyez. I'm in love with her. I was about to say something and then I like held it back. But I am in love with this woman. She is so strong. She is so explicit. She is so real. She is so smart. And there's so much stigmatism against people that have her style in music, or have her what do you want to call it? She has her own style. She's very unique. But about the things that she might sing about, or the things that she writes about, the way that she handles herself. And some people might think that she's not who she is. And she's a very, 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 very smart person. She's very real. And the reason that I like her so much is the fact that she's so real. And so, like, she doesn't hold anything back. And I like people like that. I want someone to tell me how it is. Like, I don't like games. Don't play games with me. Especially, like, just don't. Just don't. That has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, though. But I was listening to a song, and I was actually watching an interview of hers. And she was saying how Gatekeeper is one of her good songs, and one of her favorite songs that she wrote or sang, and how she wants people to listen to it more. So I'm like, okay, let me go listen to it. I was caught off guard. It's called Gatekeeper. You'd be caught off guard if you heard it for the first time too. But then after listening to it a couple more times, it's like, holy shit, what? And then you listen to it again and you're like, oh my gosh, it's fucking deep. And you listen to it again and again and again, and it's like, wow, this is a hit. Like, this is crazy. This is a great song. I was listening to it for the millionth time in the car one time. My mom was there, and she says a lot of things that you don't typically want your mom to hear. And my mom was like, that is a terrible song. Why are you playing this? No wonder you're swearing so much. Blah, 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 blah. I told her, go listen to it again, because your first impression of it, if you're not listening to the lyrics as deeply as you should, you're gonna hear a lot of things and they're not gonna sound right. But if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's really real. And so she talks about how, in the song at least, she talks about how people of power, especially in the music industry, is using her, I guess, basically using her, or saying, you can't have your dream unless you give me something. And there's always going to be a give and take situation. But in this situation, it was like, I won't let you be famous. I'm going to hold your dreams. I am the gatekeeper. I am the one person that's going to stand right in front of you until you have sex with me, basically. Then I'll consider bringing you to my studio. I'll consider producing you. I'll consider promoting you, getting you an audience. And so she's like, no, I'm not about this. And in the beginning of the song, or even in the beginning of the music video, she says, so many people have dreams. Some people dream of being lawyers. Some people dream of being mommies. Some people dream of being God knows what. You dream. And she says, I dreamt about being a singer. And so she's like, this person, she doesn't mention who it is, but she says, this person is holding your dreams and is keeping them from you being your best self. So I connected her song called Gatekeeper and the R. Kelly Survivors, and it just all makes sense. And those are two decades of information. And the fact that this is still happening today is just freaking crazy. And maybe it's just me being like naive and just, you know, being a homebody and not knowing these things are actually happening out in the world, but it's just so crazy to me. And so R. Kelly would recruit young girls that wanted to sing, that wanted to do music, And then he would seduce them. He would have sex with them. And not in the friendly way, in a very mean way. And Jessie Reyes almost got raped by this guy saying, I got your dreams, I'm the gatekeeper, you better have sex with me or I'm not gonna make you famous. It's a very deep situation. And some guys, I don't even know, some girls too, even, you know, you hear these things about consent, how consent is important, and how rape is a big issue. But yeah, we hear about it all the time, but that's still that one person in class or in the RA training that still doesn't fucking understand. So I feel like it needs to be said either way. And yeah, I've heard the same talk. We all heard it millions and millions and millions of times. But sometimes people just don't get it. And it just needs to be said again. Even, or at least, like, let these people watch the freaking R. Kelly survivors, because then you'll get it drilled into your head how it affects women and girls, and oh my gosh, just insane. But yeah, I thought that was just a deep conversation that I'm just having with myself here in my room that needs to be addressed. And it's just crazy that there's still people out there that do shit like that. Like, I don't get it. There's probably so many guys that still, I don't know what guys are thinking, to be honest. But yeah, that's just how I'm feeling. And it's like, I guess it's a little deep, it's a little real, it's a little raw, whatever. But if you want the full extent of it, and you really want to know what goes on in girls' heads, just go watch that show. It's insane. But yeah. Also, go listen to Gatekeeper. First impression is something. Your first impression is going to be like, what the hell? But you just got to really listen to the lyrics. It's all about the lyrics. Yeah, I'm going to leave it at that. Dear you and whoever else is listening, thank you for tuning in to another episode.